I went to Catholic schools from first grade to ninth grade. I didn't really like the whole idea of going to school. I would have been fine just staying home and playing around. But my older brother Jim got dressed up and went to school. So I knew I would be doing the same thing the next year. That's how the world worked. Kindergarten turned out to be surprisingly fun. The teacher played the piano and sang. We got to play in sand color pictures and take
naps.
Once I got to first grade, the school business got serious. Learning colors, numbers, letters, words, signs, math, and we had grades. The schools weren't big, but the classes were huge. There were at least 40 kids in every class. We started every day with a prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Then the teacher took attendance. My teachers would usually say John Skazika, John Saskazak, or just John...
John Saskizaka, John John S?
Here! I learned to just wait until after Tommy Schmidt's name was called. Then when the teacher said, John, I would instantly say, here. Shashka is also a real challenge to spell, so I signed my name John S until about second grade or so. The two schools I went to were St. Agnes and St. Luke. They were run by nuns in full habits. That's what they called the robes and head covering they wore. And I always wondered why they called them like that. Like maybe it was just a bad habit to wear the same thing every day, or maybe a good habit. Most of the teachers were nuns. The principal was a nun. And we learned that nuns were married to God, so there was no arguing with nuns. They were God's wives, so they were always right. Most of the nuns were pretty scary. We did what they said, because we were afraid they would whack us or use some secret nun power on us, or tell their husband to hit us with a bolt of lightning. Jim! The nuns zapped each other with lightning bolts!
Yeah, right.
No, really, please believe me.
Let's go annoy a nun and see.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Hey, nun, go teach.
Now, be nice, Jim S.
No!
Go to the principal's office now!
I told you, Jim.
At least I didn't get zapped.
Stop running in the hallway, John.
Sorry, sister, I won't do it again.
You better not.
There were friendly nuns, like Sister Helen Jude. She was the nicest teacher in the whole school. She would laugh at our knucklehead fourth grade jokes. She would ask us about the comics we were reading. She wanted to know what we were thinking.
What are you guys doing?
We're reading comics, sister.
How is it?
Good.
That's good.
And we loved her for that. Every boy in fourth grade would have married her in a second if she hadn't already been married to you know who. So instead, we showed our love by doing whatever Sister Helen Jude did. She liked to draw. We drew. She had beautiful handwriting. We actually worked on her handwriting.
What are you guys doing?
We want to improve our handwriting, sister.
What good children.
She let the boys climb. So, unlikely as it might seem, almost every guy joined the choir. Jim, being the oldest brother, always had to be the best and most in everything. He became the head choir boy. That's him, second row, sixth from the left. Being second oldest, I was fine with just being in the choir. I'm there in the third row, third from the right. As the third oldest brother, Tom got dragged into a lot of things just because Jim and I were doing them. He's sitting in the front row, fifth from the left. Tom would complain every time, saying,
"Why can't I sit in the back row? I want to sit in the back next to Jim."
"Because you're too young, Tom."
"Fine."
"Get older and better." Under Sister Helen Jude's heavenly direction, we learned to sing in Latin in four-part harmony. Hard to believe that she could get those amazing sounds out of our most unlikely group.